USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The flood of illegal immigrants who have been caught at the southern border is passing the 1 million mark for the fiscal year. That's according to new numbers out Friday from Customs and Border Protection. In June, agents caught nearly 189,000 illegal immigrants who were sneaking across the border. That's a 5% increase month to month. Encounters with unaccompanied children are up 8% this month, and the number of families who have been caught is up 25%. President Biden is slamming social media companies for allowing the spread of what he believes is misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. The president telling reporters on his way to Camp David,
"They're killing people. I mean, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ashley Katana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we can go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Former President Donald Trump is responding to anonymously sourced claims that General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, allegedly told subordinates that he felt the need to be on guard after the November 3rd election. Milley reportedly telling two anonymous officials that, quote, "You can't do this without the military. You can't do this without the CIA and the FBI. We're the guys with the guns," close quote. But Trump, in a statement on Thursday, said Milley's comments were false, saying, quote, quote, "I never threatened or spoke to anyone about a coup of our government." Trump adding, "So ridiculous." Four parents filed a lawsuit against the District of Columbia alleging the district's recently enacted law deprives parents' constitutional rights and endangers children's safety by allowing minors as young as 11 to get vaccinated without their parents' consent or knowledge. Children's Health Defense and Parental Rights Foundation filing the lawsuit in a district court in D.C. USA Radio News.
"Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over."
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Surgeon General of the United States is calling on big tech to crack down on so-called COVID-19 misinformation that was released in a report the same day the White House acknowledged that it's flagging posts for Facebook. Misinformation is defined by health officials as information that is false, inaccurate, or misleading. Officials worry that misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines and other COVID-19 topics are undercutting the U.S. response to the pandemic and preventing some Americans from getting a vaccine. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, not a fan of big tech working with the White House.
"I think it's really scary to have the federal government of the United States, the White House, compiling lists of people, organizations, whatever, and then going to a private company that, by the way, is a monopoly, Facebook, and saying, you need to censor, you need to do something about this, you need to tell these users, these private users on a private company, what they can or cannot say." I mean, I just think that this kind of coordination between big government and the big monopoly corporation, boy, that is scary stuff, and it really is censorship, Brett.
The bootleg fire in southern Oregon is leaving over 2,000 people without a home. The fire has destroyed over 220,000 acres of forest near Klamath Falls, and over 1,700 firefighters are trying to contain it. The bootleg fire is the largest of 70 major wildfires burning in the United States right now. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.